Still in the protocol. Still in the protocol. He was limited. Part of his protocol is he can do some physical activity, and so he was limited today.
Dr. Smith, long reception over the last 7 games, 11 yards. How important is it to get him involved and, you know, maybe take some deep shots to him to open up the short to intermediate?
The thing I found, whether I was playing or coaching, is you never really want to force an issue with a guy. You just sort of let things happen, let it unfold, so to speak. And you know, obviously he's made some big plays for us this season. You know, and listen, he practices extremely hard, plays extremely hard, and when his number is dialed, Carson, he will make the play. So I just don't want to force anything. I don't go into a game saying I got to get the ball deep to Torrey or Nelson. We just kind of let things unfold that way.
Doug, you talked a lot about focus this week and kind of rectifying the turnovers and the mistakes from the Seattle game. Week out in LA, how would you
I'm real complimentary of the players, the coaches, the whole organization out here. They handled their business extremely well. It was a business trip for us, obviously, and we still have a lot to play for. Nothing's wrapped up. Nothing's guaranteed, obviously. And the guys really did a nice job this week in practice and preparation. And we got one more day tomorrow, obviously, before we play. Hold on 1 second.
Do you feel like those corrections have been made in terms of the mistakes and the penalties?
You know, I think so, but again, not until we play the game Sunday, and we were together at about 4:30 that afternoon or 5 o'clock that afternoon. We'll know more.
How was Zach going to speak with?
He's still in the protocol, so until he's out of that, he'll be in the protocol. He's questionable, actually.
You had quite the guest speaker today, Kobe Bryant. How did you feel he connected with the team? What was his main message?
Obviously, being from Philadelphia and big Eagles fan. It was a pleasure to have him come and just speak to the team, and he just pay attention to details. Do your job, focus on your assignment. Sort of have a bulldog type mentality when you take the field, and to be aggressive, and just all the things that he's learned over his Hall of Fame career, obviously, and just. To connect with the players obviously got a lot of NBA fans, obviously, on the team, coaches included, and staff, and have followed his career a long time. So just a great pleasure to have him speak and address the team this morning.
How'd that come about?
Just make a phone call, see if he's available. Basically, I mean, that's just I didn't, but that's as simple as it gets. And if he's available, he's available, and sure enough, he was. Better. I would say better. I mean, the guys, really, really embraced the week. No distractions, and they came ready. They understood what happened last Sunday night, and they want to do better by that, and make sure they take care of business this week.
Carson seems after last game to be annoyed with some of his missed opportunities. Just what have you seen from him this week?
Basically, the same kind of what I've been saying is he came in focused this week. I think he wanted to erase the performance last Sunday night, get back on track. Couldn't wait to get to the practice field this week and just get to work. And he's been another one that's been focused all week.
Did the slick field, did it limit you in any way?
No, we were able to come down on the one end. It was just a little bit of moisture, a little bit of water, and of course when the sun set, it gets a little damp, but. Field's been great. Angels have been unbelievable, for us to be here. And their grounds crew, along with ours, did an outstanding job with the field this week.
How has Nelson been coming off his best career game and now coming back to the Coliseum? Do you notice more bounce with him, more confidence?
I could probably answer that better on Sunday. I know he's excited to get back to where he played collegiate football and all that, but he's another one that kind of – yeah, comes off of a good performance and just sort of puts it behind him. And he knows that, we lost a football game and he wants to do everything he can to help us win. So if he can do that again, that's great. But I know he'll be excited going back into the Coliseum.
You said Zach was limited. Was he able to do installations or on third down?
What are you trying to get at?
Well, I'm trying to get a sense of what he was able to do.
He was limited. I mean, he did some individual, put in a couple plays. You know, part of his protocol is just seeing where he's at. Again, you don't ever want to rush anybody completely back.
Doug, do you have a curfew this week?
I did. 12 midnight.
And did you have any players break?
Did not. As far as I know, that's what they told me. But no, everybody like I said, that's all part of the distractions. Guys handled their business extremely well this week, and you know, hats off to the way the guys prepared.
A big picture question: what do you think a matchup between obviously Carson and Jared Goff means for
you? Well, it's two. Listen, it's picks 1 and 2 in the NFL draft a year ago, and anytime you can, and both guys are on good football teams too, so that makes it exciting for the league, makes it exciting for the fans, and hopefully down the road there's going to be many more of these matchups. I mean, obviously you look at our division and you look at the NFC, you look at the NFC East, you know, with Dak and you know, Cousins and the guys like, you know, and Eli, and you know, it's a great division with quarterbacks, so it's a lot of years to come, a lot of excitement, a lot of good quarterback play from us and the Rams.
As a play caller in this type of duel of young quarterbacks, how do you yourself go about staying on schedule and keeping that balance, not getting too pass heavy to showcase Carson?
Well, you know, and again, it kind of goes back to the Torrey question. You know, you don't want to force any issues with, especially your quarterback, and you just kind of let things unfold, see how the game unwinds. And it just for me as a play caller, it's all about feel. It's all about, you know, film study throughout the week. The plays that, you know, that Carson's comfortable with, our runners are comfortable with, and just putting it all together, you know, and piecing it together. And, you know, again, be as aggressive as you can, obviously. And a lot of things go into that, but I just don't want to force any issues and try to force the ball, you know, into somebody's hands. Well, you hear different things throughout the week, but I know our fans travel extremely well, and there's a lot of fans out here, a lot of fans coming from Philly, and should be a great atmosphere for us. Much like the Charger venue, obviously is a little bit smaller, so it impacted the game a little bit more. But yeah, we're expecting a big Eagles crowd, and they show up, and you know, it's gonna be a good environment. If it permitted the schedule, I would. We had a really good time out here. It all depends too on next week's game as well. If it's a road game or maybe if it's a bye or something, it might affect it. But yeah, it was a good week. It was a good week, and so something to consider if it's presented again.
Doug, you've been around the league for a long time. How do Eagles fans travel compared to some of the other teams you've been to? Is it a larger thing?
It's a large contingent. I mean, it's crazy. You know, we've been at most recently. I can't remember. Was it one of the hotels we were at on the road here just a few weeks ago? I mean, was it the Dallas one? I mean, it was the largest amount of fans from a visiting team they've ever seen. And it was our fans. And so, you know, that we travel extremely well. Our fans are there and support the team. And it's exciting to have that kind of support, you know, each week, whether you're on the road or at home.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Everyone, locker room is open.